No, it isn't. Stay strong. You're doing great, bro. Just keep your head held up high.
I smell something.
What is it?
I'm not sure.
Stay here, little bro.
I will.
What are you doing here? Huh? Oh, you're just a small human, a threat to me.
Athena, what is it?
Nothing to be worried about. Just a small, hapless human.
Huh? Oh. What are you doing out in the woods so late? Huh? Oh, who am I? I'm just transporting some messages between kingdoms. I'm a courier, you see? And these wolves are my protectors. They're my sisters.
I don't like this. They smell off.
But you didn't answer my question. What are you doing out here so late at night?
Oh, you're foraging?
I guess there are some things that grow differently under the moonlight. Anyways, if you want, you can travel with us.
Really? We're going to take on another charge? Ugh, come on, I want to get this done. So we can go home. And get some hunting done. You know what, Artemis? Why don't you go on ahead? I'll accompany this one.
What? You're gonna leave me all alone with Bro?
It's not much farther. Probably just a 15-minute walk at best. Go to the town. Help Orion with the delivery and come back. It won't be long. Really? Alright, fine. Honestly, again, why do I always have to end up doing all the work? I mean, honestly, you just think you can catch a break, but then you never do.
You sure about this, sis?
Don't worry, I can hold my own.
Even as a single wolf?
Don't worry, I got this.
Okay. Better take good care of my sister. She's really risking your neck for being your guardian. I'll be back soon, sis, okay?
See you, Ryan.
Well, now I'm here with you.
Oh, why'd I do that?
I have a soft spot for protecting small things, and you are without fang and claw.
Artemis, she can handle herself. I know that she has, and I can too. We're stronger together, but it's not much longer, and couldn't leave you alone, now could I? What's in the basket, anyways? Oh, those are your herbs? Oh, that's nice. And the red cloak? Oh, for visibility for travelers. Oh, I would advise you to be careful about that. Not all the people that travel during the night are well-intentioned.
But now you got me.
So, where are we headed? I
Oh, this is a lovely clearing. Oh, are those the herbs that you wanted to pick? Alright. Go have your fun, I'll stand watch. You shouldn't turn your back to a wolf, you know. Well, if I wasn't a friend, I could very easily overpower you right now. Oh, you want me to demonstrate? Very well.
Told ya.
Now I'm on top of you. With fangs bared and claws out. How do you intend to escape? I guess your sneak attack worked. You managed to wiggle out from under me. However, you did incite my interest in you. Why did you choose that as a counterattack? Oh, the element of surprise. Well, I suppose you did have the element of surprise. The element of surprise is something that is quite prevalent in the dark now, isn't it? Do you want me to stop nuzzling you like this? Well, now that we've gotten into such close quarters, I really love the way you smell. I do. Something natural. Something comforting about it. Like the earth. And the forest. That's how you smell, like the forest. I love being a wolf and being in the forest so wild and free like this. Oh yes, I can be a human too. Although as a wolf you feel so much more free. Free to run, free to hunt, free to breed. You got a little flustered with that one. No. I wouldn't do that to you. Yes, that kiss was something else, but no, I'm only meant to be a protector. When are my siblings gonna come back? Well, again, they have to finish walking down that forest path and do the delivery. Who knows if they'll be chatting, so I don't necessarily know, but it'll be you and me for a bit of time. Why do you have something in mind? Oh, like you just removing your cloak. I can see your full form.
You do have a succulent body, little red. You've never told me your name, actually. Beautiful name for a beautiful being. And I do mean that. Oh, what is mine? Well, I guess I never told it to you formally. My name is Athena. Oh. Unusual name right now. But I like it. I hope you like it too. It does sound powerful, doesn't it? It's a very powerful name for a very powerful wolf. What makes me so powerful as a wolf? I'm an alpha, so is my sister. We work together to take on the world, and soon we'll be leading a pack of our own someday. Oh no, we haven't gotten one started yet. Frankly, I need to find a mate before that. No, I don't have a mate yet. I haven't gotten one. Why? Do you have a mate? I mean, you are out late at night. I'm sure they must be worried. Oh, you don't have one either. What a shame. Especially with a creature so pretty as you. Just basking in the moonlight in this cozy little clearing. Looking as succulent as you are. Are you feeling what I'm feeling, darling? I mean, I wouldn't want to interrupt your herb gathering. Oh, I'm not? Well then, would you care for some fun with a big bad wolf? Oh. I think with that removal of your outer coverings, I would say yes. Kneel before me. And look me in the eye. So pretty. You are so pretty. I want to be gentle with this. I would never dream of harming something as beautiful as you. Just relax. I just can't stand it anymore. I simply must have you. I'm sorry if I'm a little rough with you, but maybe beauty can tame the beast? Just relax. Relax.
just relax. Feel my dick just slipping inside of you. If you struggle and if you tense, it's only going to be harder. Relax and embrace my length and my girth. As a canine, I also have a knot. But I don't think we're ready for that. I won't try. But relax, you're doing great. My pretty thing. So pretty and yet so strong to take such a big, thick wolf cock like mine. You have so many surprises for me, darling. But let's see if you can enjoy this wild time with me. There you go. Just get used to the feeling of my dick sliding in and out of you. Feel it empty you and fill you, stretch you and relax you. You are so tight, though, I must say I'm enjoying the feeling of your body caressing me every time I enter you. Just let me grab onto you. Let me just slam you up and down on my cock. There you go. Just surrender to me. Let me use you. Let me use you like a rag doll. Feel my strength. Feel how small you are. Oh, this feels too good. Feeling how small you are and how good you're surrendering to me. How good you are. You're letting me use you. Use this beautiful body of yours. I can't stand it. I think I'm going to. I'm going to. Just relax, relax, I've got you. I've got you. Oh, what was that? Well, you were fucking with a big alpha wolf. Guess I got a little carried away. I hope I didn't bang you up too much, my dear. Huh? Oh, you're okay? Good. You enjoyed it. Well, well, well. It seems like someone has a bit of a taste for danger, huh? Still, I hope I wasn't too rough with you. Oh, good, and I didn't gnaw at you. At least I had some shred of intelligence when I was just mindlessly fucking like an animal. But anyways, that means you're free to redress and finish your pickings if you'd like. Huh? You must prefer to stay cuddled into me like this. Alright. You know you can put your clothes back on if you wish. It is the night and there is a chill in the air. I know you just prefer to be snuggled up in my warm fur. Very well. I don't know what my siblings are going to say when they find this snuggled up and you naked like this. But that's a problem for another time. I'm just content to lay here in this moonlit clearing with you. You know, your nude form looks so beautiful in the moonlight. You're so fucking pretty, and I hope you know that. Grad, I am so glad we ran into each other, and you have to let me know when you're wandering alone in the forest, Little Red. Maybe you'll cross paths with the big bad wolf again.